Yeah, I think probably the most controversial part is using the student achievement scores within the teacher evaluations. There was huge pushback when the drafts were released, but there are a lot of states that are using, you know, student growth in teacher evaluations. But it really backs off of the first draft, which had a lot of details in it. This still leaves a lot of discretion to the State Department and to the local districts.
Right. I noticed that the bill, some of it was fairly specific, but some of it was still pretty vague. You know, 25% of a teacher's evaluation has to be based on basically on student test scores.
Right.
But how those test scores are going to be analyzed is still yet to be determined, correct?
That's correct.
Should test scores even really be part of this conversation? And I guess most people would say yes. What do you think about that?
In the education world, the resounding answer is no, that there are just too many variables that can't be measured in one test score in one day. And I think this bill tries to, again, appease some of that by saying it's only 25% of the evaluation. But teachers are rightfully concerned about how those test scores will be used. We as a society have really abused test scores over the last 10 to 12 years. And I would say that I'm probably one of them. Many years ago, when I looked at test scores, I thought, this is it. This is the measure. But I've come to learn differently.
It's not that simple, huh?
No, it's not.
And the pendulum may be sort of swinging back away from all the testing. I mean, that's definitely true in terms of public perception, right?
The public eats up these teacher effectiveness ratings, which is what these test scores will ultimately, you know, the PREP Act says, okay, here's the teacher evaluation, here's some basic components that have to be included, and then at the end of it, you're going to come up with a teacher effectiveness rating. The bill also says that each school must publish its teacher effectiveness ratings on its website. Okay, not by teacher. You're not going to have the names of teachers, but you're going to have like a distribution. You got four teachers that were significantly below expectations. I can see where the public will say, you know, a mom going to a principal saying, I see you have four significantly below expectation teachers. Please make sure that my child is not assigned to that person's class. So I see the potential for really tough conversations to be had, which I think those tough conversations need to be had, but bridging that information gap between the public and the school and what those ratings really mean, I think that's going to be a tough conversation.
And I understand one of the more controversial parts of this bill, something that people were upset about when it was just in draft form, now that it's been filed, the tenure aspect, changing the required number of years of service from 3 to 5 in order for a teacher to get tenure.
Right.
I think it's safe to say that teachers are not particularly happy with that provision. Would you agree?
Yeah, but I have heard a lot of them say that it's time for tenure reform, that it shouldn't be so easy to get tenure, that this an automatic tenure really doesn't help improve the profession or the perception of the profession. So what this says is, yes, the number, if you're hired after January 1st, 2017, it'll take 5 years to get tenure, and your last 3 years you have to have earned a rating of satisfies, exceeds, or significantly exceeds expectations in order to earn tenure. So if in the three of the your last 3 years, you know, your final 3 years of your 5-year tenure piece, if by year three you haven't, if you're not rating satisfies expectations, you're going to have a hard time earning tenure. You know, which could say, okay, well, maybe then you're not cut out to be a teacher. But again, it's that other 75%, okay? The PREP Act only says 25% of it has to be based on this. What's that other 75%?
Right. And I saw in the bill there's student surveys.
Yes.
So Johnny's mad at you that day because you took away his phone.
It could be. It could be. The student survey piece is a piece that teachers are worried about. But student surveys are being used in other states, and they appear to be somewhat valid. They are not as flippant as a lot of teachers were worried about them being, and they have narrowed it to grades 3 and up. In the first draft, it was like basically everybody would take a survey, and parent surveys were included in the first one. So parent surveys have been taken out of this, and you know, we'll have to see. But this is teachers' livelihood, and there are a lot of families that are led by women who are working, and the majority of our teachers are women, which is why I say that. They're led by women. This is their sole income. And so that gets a little scary.